Hey, and welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today, we're talking about parenting. Now, why would my kids care about parenting? Well, because at some point, you're going to probably be parents. Or you're going to look back and try and figure out, well, why did my parents do things the way they did them? Well, I'm here to tell you a little bit of the secret of parenting. And the main secret to parenting is, first off, it's hard. And second, it's not something that anybody really trains you to do. You know, parents, we want to give our kids everything. And you have hopes and dreams to pursue, and this world can be tough. And as parents, we want to keep our kids safe and in a bubble. But the reality is our parents were afraid to let us go too. And there are times when our parents said the same things we have, whether it was an idiom or whether it was some quirky saying or just the fact that they wanted us to stay little as long as possible. They knew the world was not always kind, and those are things that we all learn as we get older, that the world is not always kind, and things that we want to do. We may find that people cheat, then things aren't fair as we want them to be, but we have to also instill ethics and morals into ourselves and into our own kids, and hopefully we teach you those things early on. We also want to teach you to be kind, because in the end, I do believe karma comes back to haunt some people, in ways that they may not even think of, but always try to show kindness. Always try to be above the fray. Think things through. Take time. You know, it's all the things we've been talking about for years. You know, the more that you step back and think about things and try and figure things out, you're not going to have an answer immediately in some cases. And the same goes with parenting. You know, we don't always have the perfect answer. And we have to sometimes take a step back and think about, you know, how can we work this? Or if this happens, how can we adjust? Or if my kid gets into trouble, how am I going to be able to react so that they can learn something? We are not perfect as parents. None of us are. I've not met a perfect parent yet. We screw things up just as badly as our parents did for us, and it's because there is no manual. There is nobody here to train us how to be better parents specifically. And one way isn't always the better way over another way, because every kid is different, every lifestyle is different, the people's if they've got jobs and are working full-time versus working part-time versus stay at home versus having money versus not having money versus living in a safe society. There are a lot of factors that come into play. And so, you know, parents, we are going to push our kids to have a better life. And will it happen? Sometimes it will. You know, we wanted to always have a better life than our parents had. And in some cases, we managed to make that happen. In other cases, we probably fell a little short, and that's okay. But we had our goals, and we were striving to be different than where our parents were. Well, I guess I should say that there are some parents who did some things right, and that maybe you wanted to follow that same pattern. Maybe it's something simple like at Christmas time, we try to give an ornament to our kids each Christmas that has meaning from the previous year. Maybe it's a place you visited that gives them a reminder. Maybe it's just some small memento. But whatever it is, it was a Christmas ornament. And that's something that my parents did for me. And I believe their parents did for them. So it's something that passed down. So anyway, but as parents, the point is sometimes we do some good things and we do want to continue those trends going forward. But again, there are those parents, and most parents are striving to push their kids to have a better life. Sometimes we see those parents, though, that their kids are just not going down that path, that these parents are trying to relive something that they weren't able to fulfill in their lives. Maybe it was a dream to be a, you know, a great athlete, or maybe it was to be a straight A student. You know, that's an unfulfilled dream of that person, and to push that onto our kids may not be the best for the child, and it may not be their dream. So we have to kind of keep in mind how these things go hand in hand. And again, no parenting style is perfect, but, you know, I learned a long time ago that I can push to a point until it's something that they have to either take up and decide that they want to run with it, or it's something that maybe this isn't the best thing for them because they're not me, and their dreams are going to be different and their goals are going to be different, and that's okay. You know, you think about people who grew up on, maybe they grew up on a farm, and you hear about this tech executive, and they turned around and they created a computer or a chip or, you know, whatever it is that they created, and yet they grew up on a farm. And you're like, how does that work? And nothing against farms, I'm just using this as an example, but people have different dreams. Some families, maybe they came from a line of farmers and they just expected everybody would be a farmer, and then the next generation would take over. And then you have somebody who has a totally different dream and they go off in a different direction, maybe move to the city, whatever it is. Again, this is just an example. I'm not trying to put down farms. That's not the case here. I'm just saying that people have different dreams. So the best we can do as parents is to raise our kids within the means we have and try to teach them the morals and ethics as best we can. And of course, we look out for them and we try to allow mistakes to be made. But, you know, it's hard watching a child go through struggles without wanting to step in and fix it for them. And there are times where we probably should have allowed more of that to happen. Maybe we should have allowed less TV. Maybe we should have focused more on reading. You know, whatever it be, there's a lot of things that parents can look back on and think, maybe I should have tried something a little bit different. And in the end, we hope that our kids learn the important lessons along the way. And with that, on the flip side, as a parent, we also sacrifice a lot that, as a kid, you don't realize. It's time, it's money, you know, we sacrifice to help others, but it's something that, you know, as a kid, you look at it and you're like, you know, why didn't I have a brand new bike, or why didn't I have brand new clothes, or whatever it is that you question, and yet you realize maybe years later down the line when you're an adult that your parents were probably doing the best that they could. And they gave up a lot. You know, we have parents who work multiple jobs, or we have maybe a parent stays home and the other person works. But those are sacrifices. That the parent who overworks doesn't always have a chance to spend time with their kid, but they're trying to make enough money to keep them clothed and fed and roof over their head. And then you have the other side of it, where a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad may be giving up their dreams of work or their goals in life in order to be that nurturer for the kids. And hopefully at some point when the kids are old enough, that parent can go back to work or go after their dreams. And that, you know, that's an aspiration that hopefully those parents have, and they can continue on. But again, you, as a kid, you don't realize those sacrifices until you're older, and maybe you even not until you have your own kids, and you realize, hey, you know, my parents, they may not have had much, but everything they gave us was what they could give. So anyway, we can talk about sacrifice another time, but it's important that we look at our parents and understand that what they give up and what they try to give us, you know, not every parent has every means, but be grateful for what you have, because in the end, what you have is still more than somebody else. It may be less than somebody else that you hang out with, but it's also more than another person. So when you look at those things, most of the time you're not at the bottom, you're not at the top, you're just somewhere in the middle, and that's okay. You know, do you have food in your belly? Do you have clothes on your back? Do you have a roof? Do you have an education that you can look back on and build upon? I think your parents are probably doing something right if you live in a safe area and they take care of you and they love you and they want the best for you. I think you're probably doing pretty well. Now, unfortunately, there are some families where that doesn't happen. And those families, we need to do the best we possibly can to help them. Sometimes that'll work, sometimes it won't, but we always should be trying. So with that, I thank you for listening to another episode. To my kids, I love you, and I hope that someday when you're parents, or at least when you're older, you'll understand some of the things that we did may not have always been right, and may not have always been done in the way that we should have, but we did things to the best that we could and within the means we could, and you know, we did the best we thought we could to raise you. With that, thanks for listening, and until next time, take care.